From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Many people are prescribed medications to treat different kinds of conditions, and it's not always about simply feeling better. For this month's Healthy Conversation, I'm joined by Dr. Stephen Lang, a family physician at Fort Carson, to talk about prescription medications.
One of the biggest class of medications we give are for high blood pressure. That's got to be in the top one, two, or three medications prescribed. And you probably won't feel any different taking them. High blood pressure or hypertension is a condition that we have that we don't feel unless it's extraordinarily high. A lot of people will say, I feel stressed today, my blood pressure's high. That's really not hypertension they are feeling, that's stress they're feeling. So the blood pressure medications don't make us feel well. They extend our life by preventing complications from high blood pressure, which are stroke, heart attack, and kidney failure. So it's hard to make someone take a medication for something you want to prevent decades down the road, but the medical science behind treating high blood pressure is fairly sound, and we prolong life by treating that. Medications for depression will help you feel better. Pain medications will help you feel better. So it just depends on the medication.
Generally speaking, what would some of the biggest risks, things that we have to watch out for when we do take a prescription medication?
You have to work with your doctor, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant and listen to what side effects they want to watch for. And they typically will say, let's try this. Let's see you back in 1 month, 2 months. We'll measure your blood pressure, your blood sugar, or your symptoms and see how you're doing. I want you to watch for this, this, and this side effect. One general idea, though, is people think, if I take this medicine forever, I'll need it forever. You may need it forever because your high blood pressure condition is going to be there forever, unless you're able to do very radical lifestyle changes and get it down. But some people that do everything just right still have high blood pressure. And so we're treating a condition. We're not curing a condition. So people think, well, will I become, they use the term immune to that medication. They typically don't. Now, say the pain medications, the narcotic pain medications, which are called opioids, those, as you take those, you can have an increasing need for a higher dose over time. So those are just some general things to be aware of for long-term use of medications.
Medications interact with other medications. What kinds of things do people need to be aware of when it comes to taking multiple medications?
You need to let your physician, your nurse practitioner, or your physician assistant know all the medications you're on, including over-the-counter medications, vitamins, herbs, supplements, and we are responsible for checking on interactions. Now, the pharmacist helps us with that too. They're a safety check in the whole chain of prescribing and dispensing medications. It's interesting to note that interactions are always listed. When we look it up, it's always one medication with one other medication. People are often on more than two medications. They may be on 5-10 medications. And the science of the interactions between 5-10 medications is beyond our medical science right now. But most physicians can quickly check interactions.
And you said that also applies to vitamins and herbal supplements?
Vitamins generally, I would say, are safe as far as interactions. Some of the herbal supplements do interact. The most common one is St. John's wort. It has a pharmaceutical action in our body that can interact with other antidepressant medications. I think the most important thing the patient or the person can do is let their physician or their healthcare provider know all the medications, including over-the-counter medications, vitamins, herbs, and supplements that they are on.
You mentioned the interactions between, you know, 4 or 5 different prescription medications. And occasionally, we even see some of these prescription pills that may have even been advertised, they're pulled off the shelves. Are prescription medications safe?
To get a medication approved to be on the market or to be approved as a prescription medication, the pharmaceutical company is required to do some research on that medication on people And they may do that on 1,000 to 10,000 people, maybe more than that. But when a drug is released on the market, it is taken by millions of people. So the what comes back is aftermarket reporting that may happen only in every 100,000 instances or every 10,000 instances where it was only tested on 1,000 people. And that 1 in 10,000 side effect may be a very serious side effect. And if enough of those start to surface, the medication will be pulled off the market.
So would you say that as a general rule, we can trust the prescription medications?
Yes.
That was Dr. Stephen Lang, a family physician at Fort Carson. We'll see you next month for another healthy conversation. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.